This is Twit.
Now, you mentioned Mr. Joe McNally, another just
love that guy
legend here in the photography world who just got back from the Olympics not too long ago. I know, because I'm a fan of yours and his, that you've assisted him from time to time on some jobs. Can you share a little bit about that experience and just his his thought process? I don't know if you know Mr. Alan Hess, but Alan Hess has worked with them here and there too. And Alan was on the show, who was way back when he was on the show, and he talked about it and said that you walk into the studio and watch him work. He picks up the camera and he never looks down at the camera. Never. He just picks it up and shoots. He's making his setting changes and all of that. And not one time while he's making those changes, he didn't look down at the camera to make the changes. He just can feel it. It's just, he's that dialed in with his camera bodies.
That's interesting, because I actually don't see it that way. Like, I actually just went live with him last week on Adorama, and
saw it on Instagram.
You know, live. Joe. Yeah, well, that was a mess. We were both tired and rushed that. But the Twitch episode was pretty good. We just hung out and talked about lighting and lit up a mannequin. Mm-hmm. Joe, one, I still can't believe I can consider him a friend, and he's the kind of guy that'll call you just to check in on you. Like, right. He's just amazing of a human being. And because of that, so many people like working with him. And because of that, whenever Joe wants to do something big, he's got 1,000 strings to pull.
Yep.
And people just want to be a part of it.
Right. I can see that.
For me, yeah, it's bananas. Like, Joe still, to this day, acts like day one, blue collar. I've got to make this shot happen. No, set it up for me and I'll walk in. Mm-hmm. It is, Joe will grab a 40-foot ladder and drag it over when he needs it. Like, Joe's the, he actually, it's funny, because at an Adorama event, I didn't want to finish the shot that we were trying for and I needed a ladder. Joe disappeared and he wouldn't let me off the mat. He just made me get on this ladder and finish the stupid shot. I hated it. But Joe believes in you. He'll stick with you to the end. But if I had to say Joe's like anything, Joe 100% to me is like the Spielberg of photography. He's looking at a shot as if he's telling a lifetime of stories in a frame. And when I say he's not what you described as not looking at the camera, it's because when we're building a shot, like if you look at the diner episode that we did, he must have taken frame after frame till he saw what he was looking to get. Places in a light, shoot. Places in a light, shoot. Figure it out. He knows where to put the light. He knows what he wants to look like. He's just got to get it there. But you're talking about a guy using $2,000 lights at one at a time as paintbrushes.
Yeah.
It is so amazing to see someone having the opportunity to be at that level.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe, what I don't think gets credit for enough, isn't the lighting, isn't the tech. Yeah. Joe, you're good. I love you. Mwah, I love you, Joe. But what Joe McNally really has done for my generation, and this is coming from a guy who walked up to him with a beat up copy of one of his books when I first met him to sign it. He showed us there's a level to this game, to this industry, to this craft, to ourselves as creators, that's beyond that of the shot. That is beyond that of just someone saying it's a good picture. The man saw 9/11 happen in our hood and said, I'm going to do something. And he had life-size Polaroids that were $300 a shot of every first responder he could get, every survivor he could get, and did the 9/11 portraits and shot it in a life-size Polaroid. That's someone blinks, you're starting over. It, you know, there's only one copy of those images, you know, and he shot in RZ medium format at the same time. And to show, and now it's inducted into the 9/11 museum, like to show guys like me that doesn't just stop at Instagram likes, that doesn't stop at a stupid sponsorship, or it doesn't stop at just someone going like, hey, I like your photos. Joe doesn't need to hear that. Joe wants to show people these eras and these moments and these times of humanity. And he's such a good person. He's like the perfect guy to do that for us. I know I'm harping on this, but I think people don't look past, oh, that's a pretty shot. They have to realize what he went through for some of those shots, what he's trying to bring to the forefront. And, you know, I was a grimy kid shooting guys jumping on kids' bikes. And he just showed me there's a bigger picture here. Oh, that's a bad pun. Oh, damn it.
You walked right into it, too. Good
I walked grief. Right into it. Yeah. If you don't know Joe McNally, check out the book Sketching Light. It is the best book on photography you will ever read in your life.